Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well,
how's it going?
It's going good. I'm excited for you because you obviously have big news, literally, I mean, today. Country Boy Lovin' out now as the brand new single. I read that you wrote the song with Adam Craig and you guys had some beers when you were writing the song. I've had a couple of beers with Adam before and it can get a little crazy. Can you tell me about that writing session?
Yeah, it was, we started off that morning. You know, normally what happens is you go into the publishing company and you sit down and you write a song at 10 in the morning, drink your coffee. Well, Adam, you know, wanted to stir it up. Thomas Archer was there as well. And we're like, you know what, let's just go sit down somewhere, get something to eat, and maybe have a beer. So we go sit down, and we're just cracking jokes, and the beers keep coming. And we're there for about an hour, 2 hours or something. We're like, well, I guess we better get to write the song. And we showed up to the writer room that morning, or I guess by then it's probably afternoon. and we just started banging this thing out, and it just happened. It happened really quick. I think it took us less time to write the song than it did to sit there and drink the beers.
It's a fantastic song. It's certainly the kind of tune that, you know, when I listened to it, I was grinning ear to ear the entire time through. So it's a really good tune.
Thank you. I'm proud of it. I've been really looking forward to it. I'm proud that it's my first single for 2020. It's been obviously for everybody. It's been a rough 2020, but this is putting some light in my life, and I'm hoping that it can shed a little bit of light, make some people grin ear to ear, and bring some light to their day.
I think that's exactly what it's going to do, Dylan. So a lot of country artists have been taking to social media to perform, yourself included. I know you got a couple scheduled for later on today as well. How has it been for you performing from like your living room or your kitchen compared to on a stage?
Oh, it's a big difference. You know, you don't have people clapping.
Right.
You don't have people singing back at you and stuff like that. So it's a little odd, but I'm starting to get used to it a little bit. But there ain't nothing like being in front of a bunch of people that are having a good time and singing songs back at you and clapping and yelling and dancing. But I really like the fact, and it's kind of a different thing, you know, when you're on social media, you're interacting with your fans that otherwise wouldn't be able to, be a part of your life. So it's really cool to get on there and see my family and my friends and my fans, and I'm seeing people come in and comment, wow, I just came across you. You got a new fan in me. And so gaining fans, hanging out with the ones that's been around for a while, hanging out with family and friends on social media, doing live, playing songs, laughing, cracking jokes. You know, it's a lot of fun.
I got to ask you if you've had a crazy moment or a funny moment during all of these live stream performances, because my wife and I were watching Jake Owen's Tiki Tonk, and you know what I'm getting into right now. It was his first one. We're having a couple of beers. Kids are up. They're asleep in bed and all that. And I'm watching, and I think Jake had a few as well. And he's trying to figure out how to get somebody else on with him. And you're one of the people. You pop in and you got through, obviously, and got to perform with Jake. But it was funny to watch because he had no idea what he was doing. And I wonder if you've had a funny moment or a crazy moment during all of these live stream performances.
I have. I've had a, actually yesterday, I've had this guitar pick forever, and it has this name on it, Brianna. And on the back, it says September 4th, 2001. And then on the other side, it says it's a girl. So it's like a baby shower from 2001, and it was a guitar pick that I've had literally for like 3 years.
Yep.
And so I was on live, and I was playing with it, And I just happened to look down at it, and I was like, it's kind of funny. I've had this pick forever, and it's got this name on it, and I have no idea who it is or where I got it from, and blah, blah, blah. And somebody got on there and commented and said, well, you should look them up, because if they were born in 2001, they're probably 18 or 19 now. You know, you should look them up. They probably have Instagram. So I looked her up. Turns out it's Trace Atkins' daughter.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so Trace Atkins and I guess his wife had baby shower guitar picks made up for their new daughter coming. And now she's 18, and I sent her a picture of it, and she's like, oh, my God, that's crazy. And, yeah, so next time I do a show with Trace, I'm going to make sure to give him that guitar pick.
Wow.
He'll probably appreciate that.
What an unbelievable story. That is too cool. Let's do some quick-fire questions, Dylan.
Okay.
My quarantine guilty pleasure is blank.
Mowing the yard.
Really?
I love mowing, and I'll mow it when it don't even need to be mowed.
It's a good one. I didn't see that one coming. The single best karaoke song to sing after you've had a few would be what?
Family Tradition.
Great answer. Name a song that you wish you had written.
Paint Me a Birmingham.
Great tune. That's my wife's favorite song. The first thing you're going to do when quarantine is lifted.
Go to a Mexican restaurant, eat chips and dip, and drink margaritas. That's a very common answer, but I'm very passionate about my chips and dip. So.
I'm with you on that. When they make a movie about your life, which Hollywood star should play you?
Oh, shoot. That's a tough one. I'm going to have to say, just because I get called Aquaman all the time, I'm going to have to say Jason Momoa.
Yes. Love that answer. Last one. I'm assuming, like the rest of us, you've seen Tiger King, right?
I have.
Did Carol Baskin feed her husband to a tiger?
Absolutely. 110%.
Oh, I love that. Dylan Carmichael, I Do For You. The EP's out now. The new single, Country Lovin', guaranteed to make you smile, and you're going to want to learn the words so you can sing along. Catch Dylan on several live stream performances at dylancarmichael.com. Dylan, thank you so much for the time, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Coop. We'll see you soon.